Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Tracy Matthews of Creatives Rule the World. Tracy, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And before we got started, I want to read a little bit more about Tracy so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Tracy Matthews is a jewelry designer, entrepreneur, mentor to creative visionaries, and the host of the top-rated Thrive by Design podcast. Her jewelry and story have been featured in InStyle, Elle, Us Weekly, Real Simple, Martha Stewart Weddings, Entrepreneur, and on the Today Show. She's been interviewed on countless podcasts and programs, including Yahoo Finance, American Fashion Podcast, EO Fire, SO Money, and Creative Live. As the Chief Visionary Officer of Flourish and Thrive Academy, she helps other jewelry brands launch, grow, and scale profitable jewelry businesses. Over the years, she's inspired creative thinkers to use their innate gifts to grow their businesses. And at Creatives Rule the World, she helps create visionaries of entrepreneurial companies to spend more time in their creative zones of genius, inspire and lead their teams, and increase their profits. She lives in New York City, loves to travel, and is the proud auntie to 19 nieces and nephews. Tracy, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
I am. Let's do this.
Let's do it. So to kick everything off, I wanted to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story and what led you to get started with your business.
Yeah. So I started in entrepreneurship back in the 90s. So I've had several businesses since then. Mm-hmm. But the thing that got me started in business is that I had a skill designing jewelry and making it way back before this independent designer thing was happening. And because I come from an entrepreneurial family, it wasn't a matter of if I would start my own business, it was more of a matter of when, because I had made the decision back then after some mentorship from my teacher at university, where she basically was like, you know, you really have this gift, and compared to the rest of the people that are your peers in this program, like, you have something that they don't have. And it's an eye for design, but also like a business sense. So that kind of planted the seed, launched my first business that evolved into several other companies. And now I'm most actively working in three, which is Flourish and Thrive Academy, where we mentor jewelry designers and teach them how to run successful businesses, my own jewelry company, TracyMatthews.com, and Creatives Rule the World.
Nice. Nice. No, I definitely appreciate that, because I think a lot of times, especially when people are getting started, sometimes you think that people just start with, like, you know, seven businesses, but in reality, it kind of seems like somebody really hones in, and you can definitely speak to this. You hone in on a certain expertise, and then it starts to grow and develop into other opportunities.
Yes. I started my jewelry company and built that business over the course of 11 years. And then 2008 came and took it out. And it's a long story, but I know this is a short podcast, so we won't go into crazy depth in that. And so at that point, I just made a choice, like a lifestyle choice, that I wanted something different. And I started a new company that had a different kind of business model, a jewelry company that allowed me flexibility to travel, that didn't require me to carry inventory. And it was highly profitable very quickly. And that led to me launching the next company. So it's all layers and lots, many, many of years of experience. I do not recommend that most people have more than one business at a time. It is much harder to have multiple businesses. But when you can find the leverage and remove yourself from your company in a way that it can still grow without you, that's where kind of the sweet spot is, where you have an opportunity to dive into multiple passions.
Nice. That definitely makes sense. And I think that's a kind of a great thing to kind of to keep in mind, is that a lot of times, like you mentioned, that word leverage, where you're able to kind of leverage that what you've built and then to be able to create it as a sustainable business that can continue to grow, or whatever you want it to do, you know, while you're doing it, or you have somebody managing it potentially.
Exactly.
Nice. And I know you touched on some of the businesses and Creatives Rule the World. Can you tell us a little bit more on exactly what they do to support the clients you're working with?
Sure. Well, at Flourish and Thrive Academy, I mentioned that we support jewelry designers. We have courses and coaching and mentorship, I should say. Mm-hmm. And we help them scale their sales, basically. That's like the shortest way to describe what we do, and build more leverage into their lives. Because typically, people who are highly creative find something that they're passionate about. They decide they want to start a business or a hobby or something. It starts making money. And then they're like, holy moly, like, what do I do here to kind of get to that next level. And they end up getting stuck or feel overwhelmed, and they have a lot of, end up doing things that are not really the things that they should be doing. And they end up focusing their time on the things that aren't actually growing their business. And so their business just stops growing at a certain point. And so Creatives Rule the World was sort of this evolution out of Flourish and Thrive Academy after, you know, knowing myself so well and where I get stuck in business and working with so many highly creative thinkers for a long time. You know, everyone has a different type of creativity, and the visionaries and founders of companies, CEOs, visionaries, whatever you want to call them, have a lot of ideas, and most of them want to get those ideas out into the forefront first. And so they're cranking away and doing all the things that you're supposed to do to get a business going. And then at a certain point, they end up like burnt out, hating their company, wanting to throw in the towel because they're not actually doing the things that they should be doing. Mm-hmm. And for every kind of person, it's a little bit different. So I started this investigation. I started talking to a lot of people, and this kind of came out of a conversation that I was having with consultants when I was closing my first business about like, what is it that you love to do? Like, what are the parts of the business that you love? And so being able to identify that and clarify that for me allowed me to start a new jewelry company that was completely aligned with my strongest skill set, but also aligned with like what I love to do most. And I think that a lot of people, whether they're entrepreneurs or working for someone else, have this perception about what does it mean to be creative. And the first thing that everyone goes to is creativity means if you're creative, it means that you're an artist. But that's just one type of creativity. Mm-hmm. And I explain it like this. You know, like every company has multiple people working for it, like especially when they start to scale and their sales get bigger, right? So you have like a CFO, you have a COO, you have a, you know, CEO or whatever you want. And then there's the divisions that are run below those people. I have a friend named Art, which is kind of ironic that his name is Art. But he used to say to me, you know, I'm not creative at all. And I'm like, well, you know, you came into my business that one time and you were talking about all this advanced business modeling. And then you showed me that spreadsheet that was spitting out all these formulas. I'm like, that's creative. I can't do that. And so thinking in terms of like, what is your type of creativity and how can you spend more time doing those things to actually grow a business or do better at your job? And, you know, ultimately be one of those people that's irreplaceable so that you are recession proofing your career and your business. And also, getting to a place where you're getting promoted or making more money because that genius that you're working in most of the time is the thing that's actually making you money.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I definitely appreciate that. And just because a lot of times we don't realize, like we kind of spoke to when I read your bio, the zone of genius, whatever that sweet spot is, the thing that we do best. And I think a lot of times we don't end up playing in that sandbox, so to speak. We get to someplace else. So you kind of have to be very aware, one, of exactly what that is, but then two, be kind of cognizant of you basically deliberately taking those actions to make sure that you're in that sandbox. So I definitely appreciate you obviously being able to do that yourself, but then, you know, helping out so many other people identify that and then, you know, play in that sandbox. So would you consider that to be like your secret sauce or thing you kind of think sets you apart?
I think so. I mean, because in all of my businesses, like I've really strived to put myself in that role, mm-hmm. but then also surround myself with a team, depending on the size of the company and the revenue, obviously.
Right.
But then also inspire the people that I mentor and work with, like my customers, to do the same. Because if you're not doing that, then, you know, running a business isn't fun if you're doing all the things that you hate all the time.
Right.
Would you agree? I mean, I don't know. That's like my experience, but there's like, yeah.
It's definitely my experience as well. Yeah. I think that it kind of goes back to like the E-Myth, and, you know, everybody talks about, has this vision of what running a business is, and then you start a business and you start doing whatever it is you thought you were going to love to do. You thought you were going to do that one thing, and there's these seven other things that you have to do, and you start mm-hmm. to hate it, and it's not nearly as enjoyable as you thought it was.
Totally. Exactly.
Nice. And so I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this could be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
I don't have just one. I mean, I try to get up early and journal a little bit and meditate, and I spend at least 1 to 3 hours in the morning working on creative things that I need to do to move my businesses forward. So for instance, I'm writing a book right now. I spend the morning time working on that, or things that require creative spaces of time because I'm most productive then. So that's like the biggest hack, but I have to mention my favorite book because it's very life-changing for people who are visionaries and highly creative. And it's called, or if you don't know if you are, if you just think of yourself as a CEO, The book Rocket Fuel will absolutely 100% change your life. It's by Gino Wickman and Mark C. Winters. When I read that book the first time, I'd already read Traction and the other business book where they talk about their operating system and how to run businesses. But that book in and of itself, like, really made me feel like I was not a crazy person, and that I had, you know, that like the tools that I have are like the most valuable tools that you can bring to a company. It's just about how to really dive into them and support yourself so that you can be doing the work that you're best at, keep your business growing.
Exactly. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. It's funny, like, I think that there's a quote that said that you know, a ship that's docked is great and it's safe, but that's not necessarily what ships are supposed to be doing. That's not what they're supposed to do. So it kind of speaks to what you were saying. Like, once we identify what our skills and our zones of genius are and things that we have that we can bring to the world, if we're not in the right, you know, sandbox, we're not doing the right thing, then it may make us feel like we're crazy. And I could definitely, you know, attest to that as well too. Sometimes we need to just be in the right place. And once we figure out what that is and identify that and are able to be there, that's when we truly are able to you know, be that rocket fuel, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 100%.
Nice. And so now I wanted to ask you for what I call your CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
If you're unhappy or dissatisfied or bored with what you're doing, take a look at what you're spending most of your time on every day. And it probably means that it's not the right stuff, mm-hmm. and that you need to tap back into that creative zone of genius that is like uniquely yours, and spend more time protecting that creativity. And there are so many ways to do that, but this is a very short podcast, so I'll just leave it at that. I think the creativity piece is so important. When I was younger in my family, athleticism was the thing that was rewarded, and I was a terrible athlete. I mean, I'm fit now, but like, and I was fit then, but I wasn't a competitive sports player. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that being creative meant that you weren't smart, but creativity is like the thing that like makes people smart. So being able to protect that is very important.
Yeah, absolutely. To create that, to protect that and cultivate that. And I love that you use the word protect, because I think a lot of times we sometimes think that, you know, just because we're creative or whatever our zone of genius might be, that that's just going to be there and it's just going to, you know, manifest itself and people are going to protect that. But in reality, sometimes people are going to use it for their own ventures, or potentially they're going to use it, you know, for something else that's not aligned with exactly how you envision it. So you have to protect that and you have to cultivate that and grow that yourself. And it's kind of like our responsibility to do that.
Awesome. Yeah, for sure.
Nice. And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Tracy, what does being a CEO mean to you?
What does it mean to me? It means freedom. I mean, that's it. I really believe that. I mean, although being the leader of several companies is a lot of work, there's a lot of flexibility in being able to be an entrepreneur and be able to inspire and lead people to like a bigger goal or vision.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think being able to have the freedom and the ability to do that, just as, you know, somebody that is creative would definitely appreciate, and being able to actually execute on that is definitely, you know, a great kind of definition and perspective. And Tracy, I appreciate all the awesome things that you're doing. I appreciate your time even more. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and listeners know. And then of course, how best people can get a hold of you and find out about all the awesome things you're doing.
I just think that the most important thing that you could be doing, and I've said this several times during this podcast, is just really be diving in and understanding like your brand of creativity. Are you someone who likes to talk to people? Are you a good negotiator? Are you someone who makes stuff happen? Are you someone who has big ideas? Are you someone who's very artistic or a writer or something like that? And acknowledge what it is that you're best at. And then get really clear on how that is going to bring you wealth into your life. You know, some people talk about using creativity as a hobby, but I think it's really important to bring it into your business acumen, whether you're working for someone else or leading a company or starting your own business, like in any way, shape, or form. Because as a business owner and an entrepreneur, like one of the most valuable assets I tap into on my team is their ability to come to me with their ideas, because it takes so much, not only pressure off you of having the responsibility, for lack of a better word, to be the one driving the business forward, but it also creates a conversation around business direction and growth. And sometimes maybe the idea that someone might bring to a founder isn't necessarily like the idea that goes with, but it starts a conversation that helps everyone come to something better.
Absolutely. No, I think that makes perfect sense. I feel like it creates that sense of engagement as well, too, where you do have somebody that's on the team that actually is engaged and they're thinking of ideas and starts to build that tie as a team.
For sure.
Nice. And people that want to reach out to you, what's the best way for them to do that? And of course, subscribe to your podcast and find out everything you're doing.
Yeah. So definitely subscribe to my podcast. It's called Thrive by Design. You can find it on Apple Podcasts or head on over to flourishthriveacademy.com/Apple. And the podcast is catered towards jewelry and product-based businesses in the fashion industry, but I have so many people listening to it who have other types of businesses who are like, oh my gosh, your podcast has changed my business. So I think that check it out and tell me if you like it, because I'd love to hear. And then if you are the leader of a company and you want to be more creative yourself or inspire your team to be a lot more creative, I'd love to invite you to download the Visionary Code. It's just a short audio. I love audio format. That will share with you how to, as a leader of your company, really set boundaries around your creativity so that you're doing the things that actually are going to grow your business faster. And you can grab that over at creativesrulethewordjustlikeitsounds.com/VC.
Awesome. 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 Well, thank you so much again, Tracy. I truly appreciate it. We will make sure to have those links and that information in the show notes so that everybody can follow up with you, subscribe to the podcast, and of course, get that downloadable audio file. So thank you so much again for your mission and staying true to your zone of genius. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.